Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어보고 싶다는 생각 해본 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 포 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.
Thank you for tuning in to the Korea Herald podcast. I hope you are surviving another work week. And joining me today is Ali from the copy editing desk. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How have you been?
Good, thank you. It's so cold today.
It is.
So this is not a level of cold I'm used to. So I'm surviving. How about you?
Same. Just new month, new year. Trying to stay healthy.
It feels like we're already like 3 months into this year, but it's only been three weeks at the time of recording.
Right? Yes. 이번 주 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트에 오신 걸 환영합니다. 오늘은 알리와 함께 하고 있고요. 오늘은 여행과 관련된 기사를 하나 준비해봤습니다. 그럼 기사 들어가기 전에 알리와 함께 읽어보고 오겠습니다.
Escape winter's chill, dive into paradise in Vietnam. If the abounding lush green paddies and the Trump-Kim Hanoi summit click in your mind about Vietnam, you're missing out on a big part because the country has much more to offer. From waves gently hitting the shores and palm trees swaying in the distance to natural wildlife experiences, Vietnam aims to be South Korean travelers' most sought-after destination this year with its unique blend of traditions, cuisine, and customs. Take a dip in the white sandy beaches and clear waters of Phu Quoc, a triangle-shaped island in the southern part of Vietnam, to wash away the stress. Known as the Pearl of Vietnam, the up-and-coming travel destination will blow away the cobwebs with the magic of its sunset and sunrise, distinct local produce, the romance of its nature, and an entertainment complex.
네, 첫 번째 기사는요. 한국인들한테 인기 많은 다낭부터 요즘 뜨고 있는 푸꾸옥 섬까지 가지각색의 매력을 지닌 베트남 여행지에 관한 기사이고요. 첫 번째 문단을 보시면요. If the abounding lush green paddies and the Trump-Kim Hanoi summit click in your mind about Vietnam. 만약 베트남에 대해서 생각할 때 풍성한 논과 트럼프와 김정은의 정상회담이 떠오른다면 You're missing out on a big part. 여러분은 베트남에 대해서 많은 것을 놓치고 있다. Because the country has much more to offer. 왜냐하면 베트남은 그것보다 보여줄 게 훨씬 더 많은 나라이기 때문이다. 여기서 나오는 abounding이라는 단어는요. 풍부한 혹은 많은이라는 의미를 지니고 있고요. click in your mind는 떠오르다. miss out on something은 뭐뭐를 놓치다. 그리고 offer은 제공하다라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다.
So if you look at the word abounding, it can also be translated as flourish, be plentiful, or being abundant.
Yeah. It's kind of implying, that it's like stretching for ages, you know, for a long way, and it's beautiful and full and abundant when talking about the rice paddies.
And click in your mind is like when something comes to mind, stick in your mind, pop up or cross your mind, right?
Yeah, so it's like if something clicks, it's like, oh, you just got it. You just thought of that in that moment, like a light switch clicking on or something like that.
And miss out on something could also be used as overlook.
Yeah. So you're kind of in this. So to miss out in something could also mean like to be left out of something, right? Or to like, miss an opportunity. And that makes sense here too, right? You're missing out on an opportunity to see more of Vietnam than just these things.
An offer is also like to present something or to give something?
Yeah. So in this context, it's saying that the country has a lot more to give or to show
to tourists.
Yeah, to tourists and visitors.
두 번째 문단을 보시면요. From waves gently hitting the shores and palm trees swaying in the distance to natural wildlife experiences. 해변을 지나는 부드러운 파도, 멀리서 살랑살랑 반겨주는 야자나무부터 자연의 경험까지. Vietnam aims to be South Korean travelers' most sought-after destination this year, with its unique blend of traditions, cuisine, and customs. 베트남은 자신들의 특별한 전통, 요리와 문화로 올해 한국 여행객들이 가장 가고 싶어하는 여행지가 될 목표를 갖고 있다. 여기서 나오는 gently, gentle는 부드럽게라는 의미이고요. In the distance는 먼 곳에, 그리고 sought after, seek after은 뭐 필요로 하고 있는 혹은 수요가 많은으로도 이해하실 수 있겠고요. Blend는 뭐뭐의 조합이라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다.
So in this case, the word gently hitting the shores is like softly.
Yeah, softly. It's, yeah, instead of waves sort of like violently
crashing or like,
right?
Hitting.
Yeah,
it's like
this is a soft sort of, the waves are approaching the shore softly.
And in the distance is like in the background, far away.
Yeah, yeah, kind of out of, it's not out of sight, but it's not
like
the first
far
thing
away.
You see, right? It's, yeah, in the background.
And seek after, sought after is most coveted, desired.
Yeah, so the word seek, right, which is the present tense, is to like find something, mm-hmm. right? So here it's like what people are hoping to find or hoping to see or, you know, go to. So yeah, it kind of means to desire, right?
And blend is like a mixture of something, like
yeah.
a meld.
Yeah, a meld. So yeah, a blend, a mix, and you can use it as a verb too, mm-hmm. right? So to blend something, to meld together, yeah.
And before we move on, have you been to Vietnam?
I have, many times. I think
really?
I've been like 6 times.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I mainly stayed in Ho Chi Minh. So I didn't get to see like as much of the country as I wanted. But I did go to, you know, Halong Bay and Hanoi too, which was beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
What, not like Fukuok or Da Nang or?
I think Da Nang. I always get confused. It was so long ago. But I think.
When was this?
This was probably 2016-ish.
Whoa, that's like 8 years ago?
Yeah. Which, you know, in my mind, it's like, oh, that's only 2 years ago. But actually, that's so long ago now. Yeah, I think I went to Da Nang. I know I went to some resort.
Resort?
Like, town. And I think I wanted to go to Fukuok, but didn't in the end. But it was also beautiful, the food. I can't speak on Fukuok, but Vietnam as a whole was one of my favorite places that I've been.
Did you like the food or like the culture or?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the food was amazing. I just ate like pho every single day. And like Bun Bo Hue as well was like it's like kind of like pho, but like has different noodles and it's from the Hue region.
I don't know.
It was so good. If you go next time.
Planning to go to Vietnam for my summer vacation.
Oh, definitely go and just, I think, I've not actually eaten it in the Hue region, just in Ho Chi Minh, but Bun Bo Hue is 강추.
그렇다고 합니다. 그리고 세 번째 문단을 보시면요. Take a dip in the white sandy beaches and clear waters of Fukuok, a triangle-shaped island in the southern part of Vietnam to wash away the stress. 스트레스를 씻어내기 위해 베트남 남부에 위치한 삼각형 형태로 되어 있는 섬인 푸꾸옥의 흰색 모래와 맑은 물에서 수영해 보세요. Take a dip은 살짝 담그다라는 의미로 이해하실 수 있겠고요. Sandy는 모래로 뒤덮인, 모래 같은이고요. Shape는 어떤 것의 형태라는 의미를 갖고 있고요. Wash away는 말 그대로 씻어내다라는 의미를 담고 있습니다.
So take a dip in something is like go for a short swim or splash in the ocean. Like, you know, dip in something.
Yeah, yeah.
Dip
so
your
it's
foot
like,
in.
Yeah. It's not like you want to go for a 3-hour swim. It's like, oh, I'm just going to take a dip. It's like, oh, I might just put my feet in or my legs or maybe just a very short swim. It's, yeah, not an intense swim.
And shape is like a form or appearance of something?
Yeah. So in this case, we're talking about the triangle shape. You can also say triangular, right? So that would be a different word in this context. But yeah, something in that shape.
And wash away is to, like, take away something from your mind.
Yes.
You know, like, take away the stress or
yeah,
your pain.
We use it with stress a lot, or at least I use it with stress a lot. Maybe I'm very stressed. But, yeah, to get rid of something, to clean yourself of stress in this case.
그리고 마지막 문단을 보시면요. Known as the Pearl of Vietnam, 일명 베트남의 진주로 알려진 푸꾸옥에서 The up-and-coming travel destination will blow away the cobwebs with the magic of its sunset and sunrise, distinct local produce, the romance of its nature, and an entertainment complex. 떠오르고 있는 이 여행지에서는 일물과 일출, 특색 있는 지역 상품들, 그리고 자연, 그리고 오락시설로 재미를 줄 것이다 로 이해하실 수 있겠고요. Up and coming은 떠오르는, 그리고 blow away the cobwebs 이라는 phrase는 머리를 맑게 해주다. 그리고 distinct는 별개A라는 의미를 갖고 있습니다. So the word up and coming is, I think, we could find this word often when you talk about like celebrities or singers or like sports players.
Yeah, yeah. If someone's kind of new to the scene and
they're, but very good.
Yeah, very good. They're kind of spreading their name out there a little bit and kind of, you know, making waves in context of a beach. They're kind of, yeah, spreading their name and they're kind of gaining some notoriety or popularity.
So other words could be budding, rising, on the up and up.
Yeah.
And blow away the cobwebs is like refresh, recharge.
Yeah, yeah. So imagine you have an old house with lots of cobwebs everywhere. And it's dirty and it's old. And then to blow those away would be to have a refresh, a new start, right?
And distinct is something very different, like of its own.
Yeah, so in this case, it's kind of maybe unique, could work too. It's different from other places. They have their special kind of local produce.
The food that you mentioned earlier is like, could be the distinct local produce.
Yes, I think so.
네. 네, 그러면 끝내기 전에 알리와 다시 한번 읽어보고 오겠습니다.
Escape winter's chill, dive into paradise in Vietnam. If the abounding lush green paddies and the Trump Kim Hanoi summit click in your mind about Vietnam, you're missing out on a big part because the country has much more to offer. From waves gently hitting the shores and palm trees swaying in the distance to natural wildlife experiences, Vietnam aims to be South Korean travelers' most sought-after destination this year with its unique blend of traditions, cuisine, and customs. Take a dip in the white sandy beaches and clear waters of Phu Quoc, a triangle-shaped island in the southern part of Vietnam, to wash away the stress. Known as the Pearl of Vietnam, the up-and-coming travel destination will blow away the cobwebs with the magic of its sunset and sunrise, distinct local produce, the romance of its nature, and an entertainment complex.
Thank you for joining in this week's podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. And, you know, while it's so cold here in Seoul, we can imagine ourselves on a nice warm beach in Vietnam and pretend.
이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트와 함께 해주셔서 감사합니다.